Guardian Unlimited.
Can you taste the difference between margarine and butter? Yes, of course you can. Or between £4.99 Spanish Cava, say, and the best vintage champagne. You'd like to think so, but can you tell this? From this. Well, they're both violas, and each is being played by Philip Jukes. He's been described as Britain's most outstanding viola player and a soloist of international renown. What can he tell us about that first instrument? For instance, who made it?
Hiroshi Iizuka, who is a Japanese American maker. Mm. And I bought this about 17 years ago, commissioned it, and I've played it ever since.
The second viola you heard is one of the world's rarest, a Stradivarius. It's known as the Arcinto, after an Italian count who once owned it, and it usually lives in the rare instrument collection at the Royal Academy of Music in London. But on Thursday the 26th of July, it'll be played in the Royal Albert Hall at the BBC Proms by Philip Jukes, who's to be one of the soloists in the Triple Concerto by Michael Tippett. He got his hands on the Arcinto Strad barely 4 weeks before the concert date, which is not a lot of time to get used to it, because, as he's about to tell us, it's a very different beast from the instrument that he usually plays.
One is much more immediate, actually louder physically, and one is much, much more refined and has that something special about it. I think possibly what's difficult for the Strad is that it hasn't been played very much. In the last 10 years, it's hardly been played. It's been out once or twice in that last period of time. Instruments need to be played, so the kind of the 4 weeks that I'm going to have with it are absolutely crucial to try and bring it back to life a bit, really. Whereas this modern instrument that I've got, obviously, is something which is played all the time, every single day. So it's got something of an advantage at the moment. That's the modern instrument. What is also quite difficult is switching from the two instruments as well, because they're very different size. The Strad is much smaller and therefore the stop's different, so hopping from one to the other is always tricky in terms of the intonation. So this is the Arcinto. You can see that it's actually probably not as bright sounding or perhaps as immediate, but it's got that refinement and that quality of age, which hopefully with 4 weeks of solid playing on it instead of about half an hour, which is what I've had so far on it, it'll develop more ready for the big concerts.
So the sound will change over 4 weeks of playing, right?
It should do. We noticed last week when we had a brief rehearsal on it that, in fact, during the course of the 2 hours in a warmer room than it was perhaps used to when it's in a temperature-controlled case or whatever it is, that it had actually changed. And in fact, even in the last hour since I've had it out, it has certainly already begun to open up. So the signs are good. But it's proof of the pudding, really, that instruments really need to be played. Because of its magnitude as an instrument of extraordinary and rare quality, The temptation is, of course, not to play it because you want to preserve it, which is all well and good. But in terms of actual sound, the best thing for an instrument is to play it.
But do you feel tentative playing an instrument like this?
Yes, I do. Now that the initial euphoria of playing it and getting to know it has worn off, I've actually begun to address the issues that I'm facing with it, which are magnified when you find yourself under pressure, because when you're performing, you want to try and hold on to all that is stable in the heat of the performance, and that usually is your own instrument. Obviously, standing up there with an instrument that I'm not so familiar with is a very dangerous thing to do, but it's too late now.
And it does feel different.
It does feel different, yes. I'm learning how to play it. I can't play it in the same way as my own instrument. It won't stand up to it in a way. I think my viola is like a tank, and it really is very robust, and this is much more delicate, and in a sense I'm having to coax the sound out of the instrument rather than it being so immediate.
Is that a problem in a big concert hall like the Albert Hall?
It could be. It depends on the other instruments that I'm playing with. It depends on how loud the orchestra plays. Probably what I will do before I actually do the performance is go into the Albert Hall on my own, just when the hall is empty at some point very early in the morning or something, and actually stand there with the Strad and see what I can do with it. It doesn't always follow necessarily that because something is actually louder, it's actually not going to carry. If the sound is quality and refined, it may well draw the ear and be enough sound, as opposed to one which is actually more immediate and gives you actually sheer volume of sound right first up.
Philip Jukes is not just a world-class concert viola player, he's also a full-time teacher. He teaches at the Royal Academy of Music, and he's head of the strings department at Wells Cathedral School, where he himself was a student. And when teaching teenagers, he uses anything to hand to get his points across, even the recent one-day cricket international.
That straight bow is an absolute... Did you watch the way in which Ian Bell got out and the comparison of Ian Bell to Matt Prior? One went for four and one was out.
Yeah.
The bat that Bell came down with did not come down straight. And if the bow goes in an arc that way, you'll get a diminuendo on a down bow and a crescendo on an up bow.
You are a teacher. You have a busy teaching life during term time. Most teachers come mid-July would expect to be putting on their flip-flops and relaxing for a few weeks. But within a fortnight of the term finishing, you are going to be performing in one of the most demanding arenas. What's that like?
It's having two lives, really. That's the way it works. When others are sleeping, when I'm working in Wells or up in London at the Academy or I'm away, I do have a rigorous practice schedule. It's not possible just to do one thing for a part of the year and then suddenly just waltz onto these major concerts and expect to be able to play. It just wouldn't be possible. In a sense, I have a parallel life. I spend a great deal of time practicing. I get up very early in the morning.
How early?
I get up at 5 and I start practicing at 5:30, so I try to do 2 hours at least before breakfast at 7:30. But there are times where the playing career, like every performer, has a quieter time, and that's when I increase the energy levels on the other part of my life. It is demanding, but I should add that I couldn't do what I do as a teacher if I wasn't doing the playing bit. The two go hand in hand, they're inextricably linked. Although at times, I must say, it's incredibly difficult to keep the two going at such a high level. The holidays, in terms of the academic year, don't really exist for me.
A passage near the beginning of the Tippett Concerto. It's technically very demanding for the viola player, with a lot of double stops or chords.
What you're trying to do is to coax the sound out of an instrument, not force the sound back in. The danger is that when you're playing in such a big, cavernous place as the Royal Albert Hall, that you start to force, and that has the absolute opposite effect. You need to try and draw the sound out of the instrument and let it breathe and resonate. And that's something which, if you're not used to an instrument, you can start to overwork or overplay, and that will be to the detriment of the actual performance. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what one is up against in taking a new instrument. An instrument of such interest to the public. I think if you're playing a new viola or any instrument which is perhaps of less magnitude and historical interest, people perhaps would take slightly less notice. But I think this particular instrument has been the subject of many an article. Even books have been written about this particular instrument, its history and its remarkable life. And for that reason, there's an extra glare in the public spotlight to see how its latest performance comes across. It'll be interesting to see how the tippet sounds on it as well.
Stradivarius produced only 10 violas.
10 violas, of which eight are left, of which six are part composite or not in great shape. And that leaves two. Mm. And one is the McDonald and one is the Arquinto. When I first picked it up, I reminded myself of the fact that somebody like Paganini played this viola and performed Berlioz's Harold and Italy on it. And since then, through its illustrious history, it's had some extraordinary performers on it. Most recently, of course, Maxime Vengerov, who was probably the last person to play it seriously in the last 10 years.
What was he playing?
He recorded Walton Viola Concerto on it. Right. But apparently, as Yuri Bashmet also found, that it's not a straightforward instrument to play. It's wildly different from the instrument that I play on a day-to-day level. So I thought the best way, rather than just letting myself down gently, the best thing to do would be to just go straight in. So I'm going to go, I've got a recital in Paris tomorrow night, then I'm going to record a CD on it on Wednesday and Thursday, which will be no less than probably 15 hours of playing over 2 days. So hopefully by Thursday night, I should be a little bit further down the line of understanding this complex instrument. It is a magnificent work of art. If you look at this instrument now, it's 310 years old. Well, to be honest with you, it looks in better condition than the instrument that I've been playing for the last 17 years. And for me, there is an enormous beauty in what it looks like, of course, and that it's a magnificent spectacle. But the crucial thing for me personally is the sound. Now, if the instrument isn't played, and this one hasn't been played very much in the last 10 years, the sound cannot be sustained because the instrument isn't living. And even only in a period of 2 hours when I was rehearsing with my pianist, Sophia Rahman, we remarked that in the process of a 2-hour rehearsal in normal surroundings, the instrument had started to change. Now, I'm hoping that trend's going to continue over the next month before I play in the Royal Albert Hall, and that I can, both as a player, find the right formula, find the right buttons to press so that the instrument comes to life that night.
How is it that a 310-year-old instrument can stand up to Tippett? I mean, you wouldn't use a 310-year-old keyboard instrument to play Tippett.
That's a very interesting question. First of all, the instrument in its purest form is as Stradivarius made it, but it has been modernised to fit modern-day playing techniques, the length of the fingerboard, the type of strings we use, the tension of the strings, a modern bridge. There are lots of aspects that are tailored to make it user-friendly for modern-day repertoire, or actually all repertoire, in fact. The specific piece that I'm playing at the Royal Albert Hall is this triple concerto by Michael Tippett. When I first heard the piece, I thought, golly, that's tough. And in fact, I did a little bit of research on the piece in the first instance, and I spoke to George Pauk, a legendary violinist, about the piece, and he said, "Oh yes, Philip," he said, it's a great piece." He said, "It's a very fine piece, but it's impossible for the viola." And so I thought, well, that's great. Thanks very much, George. That's very helpful. I'm honoured, I'm privileged to have this instrument after it's had such an illustrious career. And whatever the sound, in the end, it's a remarkable piece. And the opportunity to play, if somebody had said to me 10, 20 years ago, "Well, Phil, you'll be playing the Arquinto Stradivarius at a BBC Promenade concert in 20 years' time. It's a concerto solo that's recorded for Deutsche Grammophon," I'd have probably, my jaw would have dropped. It's an extraordinary opportunity, and I'm really excited about that.
Guardian Unlimited.